Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The manager of Antelope Island State Park thinks the West Davis Highway could help drive more people to visit the island. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
We are between 20 and maybe 50 minutes of like a million people.
Park manager Wendy Wilson has worked on Antelope Island for just over a decade. In that time, their visitor numbers have tripled, even before the new West Davis Highway opened.
The thought was, man, when this is finished, it's going to be so much easier.
The new highway gives drivers a straight shot from I-15 to Antelope Drive, only about 2 miles from the causeway entrance. That route, Wilson says, easily cuts off 10 minutes of drive time for people coming from the south.
It cuts out all of the stoplights from I-15 to the park.
Only time will tell how many more people take the journey to Antelope Island, but Wilson is confident.
Our visitation is definitely going to go up.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.